Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Samach Tes, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Vav, and Vilna source Daf is at the top of Nun Vav Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biyakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Misha says Etzem a bone. How much is one going to be chayv if he carries out on Shabbos? Kedei lasas tarvud, enough to make a spoon. He wants to make a spoon, as in like a spoon and a fork out of a bone, so it has to be large enough to be able to make it, and that's what he would be chayv for. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says kedei lasas chaf in order to make a key. Zuchuchas what about glass? Kedei ligrad boy rosh hakarkad in order to be able to scrape the top of a karkad. This is an implement used in the weaving process, and the top of it was sharpened to a point. So a piece of glass that could sharpen this won't be chayv for tsuar even a pebble or a stone kedei lizrik ba'ayv, big enough to throw out a bird to chase it away. Whereas Rabbi Elazar Yaakov Emer, he says kedei lizrik ba'behema, it has to be large enough to throw out an animal to chase it away, because you don't have to chase a bird away by throwing a stone at it. You can just yell at it, and it'll get scared because of that. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, the stone has to be bigger. And the Gemara tells us etzem kedei lasas tarvud, Rabbi Yehuda Emer kedei lasas chaf. The Gemara asks ma'hu chaf, what is a chaf? So as we had said, sargid. Now this is actually describing a certain type of key that's not like ours, that it's one piece that has teeth of the key cut into it. It was actually made out of two pieces. One was the main part of the key and it had holes in it, and then little teeth were inserted into those holes in order to be able to open the locks. And so now we talk about this in regards to Tomei Tahara. As we had mentioned yesterday, we know that when a kli is Tomei, one way to mitar it is to break it so it's not usable. And here the Gemara tells us, we have a Mishnah, Nitlu Chafin, Tomei B'nei Nekavim. If the key was Tomei and then the teeth were removed, it's still Tomei. It still has holes in it in which new teeth could be placed inside, and therefore it's not considered like it's broken. It's still usable. And furthermore, nistat minukavim, even if the holes were sealed up, tamei b'nei chafin, the teeth that were previously removed are still tamei, because those teeth could be inserted into a different key and they could still be used. And the Gemara just says machal shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Seems to be we have a steer shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Taman hu avar chaf kalait, over there he explains that a chaf is the teeth of the key, whereas v'hach over here hu avar chaf sargid, he says that the chaf is the body of the key that has the holes in it in which the teeth are placed into. So it seems to be that we have a little bit of a stira. Moving on, the Mishnah had said, Tzchuchus kdei ligrad boy rosh hakarkad. Now we have a question, Taman Tani, over there we have a Mishnah, this is later on in the Masechta, Vishal tzchuchus kdei latzuk b'soich ha-shemen. V'hach ha-tamar hachin, over here you say this. Now even though this piece that we just quoted is in Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, the question is coming from the Chamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, over there later on in the Masechta, they allow to move a piece of glass which has any use, even if it's small enough to cover a flask. But our shi over here, Tzchuchus kdei ligrad boy rosh hakarkad, that's smaller, and that means that something even smaller has a use. So it seems to be of a stira, which he just chum over there. And the answer is Rav Acha quotes Rav Yasha, quotes Rav Kain, who says b'shem Rabbanan dekesarin kan over there ba'avet. It's referring to a piece of glass that's very thick, and it can't be used to sharpen a rosh karkad. And therefore, the smallest piece that has real use is something that can cover a flask. Whereas kan b'chado over here, we're talking about a sharp one, and therefore even a smaller piece is usable and can sharpen a rosh karkad. Now, is Mari Meimer someone answer that kan b'metaltel kan b'maitzi over there? It's talking about metaltel moving the piece of glass, and therefore it has to be something that's considered a kli. Whereas over here, we're talking about being mighty, carrying it out into the Rishus Rabim, and that doesn't have to be a kli, it just has to have a use, and therefore there's two different shirim. And moving on, we had said, Surar Evan Kedei Lizrik Ba'if, a stone enough to throw out at a bird. So Shem Barva says, B'Shem B'Yechanon Kedei Shizrik La'achayre Ha'if V'Yargesh. It's referring to a stone that's large enough that if he throws it behind the bird, he hits it behind it, it's going to feel the stone and fly away. Not a stone that's large enough that if it's thrown in front of the bird, it's going to get startled and fly away, because you could just startle a bird by yelling at it. And in Kavasa, similarly, Kedei Shizrik La'achayre Behema V'Targesh, and she does Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah that it has to be large enough stone to throw at an animal. It means throwing it and hitting the animal behind it, and it feels it, and that's what makes it run away, not that it gets startled that the stone was thrown in front of it. Now we talk about stones just in a totally different manner. Back in the day, they didn't have toilet paper, so when somebody defecated, they would wipe themselves with a stone. And the Gemara tells us, Tanu v'Braisa, Tsuar Makurzel, a sharpened pebble that one uses to wipe themselves, how large of a stone is one allowed to carry out on Shabbos? So either Kizayis, the size of an olive, Ke'ega, the size of a nut, Uchabetza, the size of an egg, all these sizes of stones or pebbles, Noitloi, Kanech by Yisraglov, one could take it and wipe his feet with it. That's a euphemism for wiping himself after defecating. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shmuel Aviv, he says the name of his father, Admol Ayad, he's allowed to carry out a whole handful. However, Rabbi Huda tells us, Baisa ben Zunin, Hoya Yoshev v'shoinel fnei Rabbi. Baisa ben Zunin was sitting and teaching this Bryce in front of Rabbi, and Omar, Rabbi asked him, Kachanu Oimrim, is this what we say? Tzarech sheh Yoshev v'mshakel b'yad, a person has to sit and weigh them with his hand when he needs to go to the bathroom. He has to start measuring stones to see how big they are, to see if he's allowed to use them to wipe. Amr Le, Rabbi continued telling him, Hakol Mutter, all sorts of stones are Mutter, Chutz Min Asa Kechafisa, except if it's made to go in a box or basket, meaning it's so large it's meant for building, so that type of stone is allowed to be used for wiping, but anything else is allowed to be used, and one doesn't have to sit there measuring it, is it too large or too small. One can basically pick up any stone that he needs and use it. Rabbi Ila says, B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, it's a different size of stone that one's allowed to use yashna kimloi regal mendechek tana shel baisem. If the stone is the size of a base of a mortar that's used for crushing spices, one's allowed to use that. And our Rabbi Yezer says loy amru ela shel baisem. This is only if it's a type of mortar that grinds one type of spice, which is small. Hashal basamim loy. But if it's a type of mortar that can grind many different spices together, which is much larger, so a stone which is going to be a base of that type of mortar is too large to be able to use. Now, if Ela says b'shem b'shem elakish sur shalu b'hasavim, a rock that was damp and had some sort of moss or grasses growing out of it, he could take it and wipe himself with it. And even if some of these grasses get detached, he's not over for pulling something out of the ground. However, if one intentionally pulls grasses out of this rock, then he's going to be chayv chatos. Now, Tanya Rebbechia teaches, cheres kol shehu also lekaneach bai, one is not allowed to wipe with any bit of pottery, like a piece of pottery, he's not allowed to wipe with that. And that's because it's dangerous due to the fact that it's sharp and it can cut him. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon, he tells us, it's not just a piece of pottery, even the ears or the handle of a barrel, which is smooth and not sharp, and or anything that can be put into fire and taken out and it's not going to get burnt, meaning it's not flammable, one's not allowed to use it, even if it's smooth and doesn't have a sharp edge. That's because of kshafim, of witchcraft. These types of things can have witchcraft on them, and that can cause harm to the person. And once we're discussing witchcraft, Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi Omer, he says, a stone that his friend used to wipe with, or water that comes from a pit that doesn't have 40 saw in it, also one is not allowed to wipe with them because they might have kshafim in them. And Rav Chananya says, it's the same thing with water that was lapped up by a dog, one is not allowed to wipe with them. And with honey cane, we have a breast just like this, one is not allowed to wipe with, not the mouth of a dog, not with the face of a dog, not with water that was lapped up by a dog, and not with water that doesn't have 40 saw. Water that was used to wash out baths and bathhouses and the like, that's bad or could be harmful for a person's pi tabas, the whole of his backside, and therefore one shouldn't use water like this either. Now, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says, there are five things that are said with the stem of a reed, even though it's sharpened, it still has little splinters sticking out of it, and therefore, ain't shechten ba, one is not a shechten animal with it, because they might pierce the animal's neck, and that's not proper shechita, vein mylin ba, no giving a bris mila to an 8-day-old child with it, because it might pierce the aver and render him incapable of having children, vein machatzin ba sashinayin, no picking one's teeth with it, because the splinters could pierce the person, vein machatchen bayas habasar al gabi shulchan, no cutting meat with it that's on the table, meaning no using it as a knife, because some splinters might end up going into the meat and he's going to eat it without realizing, and that could be damaging to his insides. And lastly, ve'im kanchin ba, no wiping with it, mibnei shuruach ra shayra alau, because there's ruach ra, there's some sort of kshafim that could be on it, and therefore no using it for this use either. On to the last halacha of the parak, halacha zayin, the Mishnah tells us, cheres, how much pottery is a person going to be chai for carrying out? Kedei litein bein patzim l'chaveiro de Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says it has to be enough to put in between one board and the other one. When there's a whole stack of beams or boards, sometimes there were spaces in between them, and so in order to prevent them from getting warped, they would put little pieces of pottery to make everything nice and even, and so that size piece of pottery is going to be mechayev a person for carrying it out. However, Meir argues and says, kedei l'chatos b'yisur, it's in order to stir up a fire or to pick up a coal with, it has to be that large. And Rabbi Yossi says, kedei l'kabel urvias, a piece of pottery has to be large enough in order to be able to put urvias of water in it. Now, Meir tries to prove his point by saying, afal pishein raya l'davar, even though I don't have a full raya for this, zech l'davar, there's at least a hint to it in the pasuk. The pasuk says, loy matzim chitasai, it will not be found among its broken pieces, cheres lachtois esh miyakud, a piece of pottery in order to take coal out of the fire. And so we see that a broken piece of pottery is used to take out coal. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi told him, Yisham Raya, you're trying to bring a raya to your shita from there? That very same pasuk continues, v'lachsoif mayim migeve, or to scoop out water from a hole. So we see that pottery could be used for scooping out water, it's not necessarily used for taking out a coal from a fire. So you don't have a raya of Meir. And the Gemara quotes Mishnah, cheres kedei litein bin patzim v'chulu. Now Rabbi Yechon says, mekadshin bay, one can use this broken piece of pottery for sanctifying the water of the mechatos. We know that in order to be metire a person who's tamei meis, we have to take ashes from the parah aduma and mix it with water, that's called mechatos, and this water needs to be sanctified in a kli. As Rabbi Yochanan says, that this broken piece of pottery that we're referring to in the Mishnah could be used to mekadesh mechatos. Now Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, he argues that a mekadshin bay, one is not allowed to use it. Now Rabbi Lazar Shal, died to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Lazar asked in Shitas Rish Lakish, lama in mekadshin bay, why is one not allowed to be mekadesh water in this? Mipnei she'ein mekabel tuma, seemingly because not mekabel tuma, but that's a problem because I read clay glalim, uklei avanim, uklei adama, kelim made out of dung of an animal or out of stones or out of earth. Harei ein mekabel tuma, they're not mekabel tuma, umekadshin bohen, but one could be mekadesh the mechatas water in them. El, rather, do you want to say that the reason why Reish Lakish holds that this cheres can't be mekadesh mechatas on it is mishum she'in mekabel revias, because it can't hold revias of water, it's too small? Well, that can't be either, because v'loy moed Reb Shimon Lakish b'chi cheres katan shalem kol shehu shemekadeshin bay. Doesn't Reish Lakish agree that if we have a small earthenware kli that's a kol shehu, it's very small and it doesn't even hold revias, but still one could be mekadesh with it? And here we finally have our answer. Havales tama, it must be that the reason is el, rather mishum she'in olav tayer kli, because it's not called a kli, it's just a broken piece of pottery. And that's the reason why Reish Lakish would say that we can't be mekadesh the mechatos in it. Now we ask the question the other way around. Mekashal Rabbi Yechonon, we have a question on Shitas Rabbi Yechonon. Lifsolas ha mikvah that's proper gear saw ain't on Paislin. To pasal mikvah, this is not going to pasal. We'll catch mekadesh by, but we could be mekadesh water in it. We know that a mikvah has to be 40 leg of water, and it's not to be maim she'uvim. There can't be any water that was previously in a kli. You can't just take a kli, scoop water up, and pour it into a pit and say that that's a mikvah. Now Rabbi Yechonon holds that a piece of pottery that doesn't hold a revius of water is not considered a kli, so water that goes through that is not going to pasal mikvah. And if that's the case, it seems to be contradictory, because how could he hold that this piece of pottery is able to be used to mekadesh the mechatas with it? Elo Rabbi Yosi, rather, do you want to say that he holds a Rabbi Yosi? The Rabbi Yosi Amar af shel cheres kol shehu, that even a very small kli made out of cheres will pasal mikvah, it's considered mayim she'uvim. Well, that can't be, because klum am Rabbi Yosi loy b'shalem, isn't Rabbi Yosi only talking about a kli which is shalem? Don't b'shavar anan kaimin? Do you think that we're talking about broken? Meaning when Rabbi Yosi says that the smallest size of kli cheres is going to pasal mikvah because of mayim she'uvim, that's talking about a full kli. It has to be shalem, whole, and that will pasal mikvah because of mayim she'uvim, but not a broken piece of pottery. And Rabbi Yechonon was talking about broken. Now, just concluding with their respective shitas, Tani Rabbi Chiya Maseil Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Chiya teaches Braisa, which is Raya for Rabbi Yechonon, and Tani Rabbi Shimon Yechai Maseil Rabbi Shimon Lakish, whereas Rabbi Shimon Yechai teaches Braisa, which is Raya for shitas Reish Lakish. Hadron Lach Parak Hamatziayin, Malzor finishing the 8th parak of the Masechta. Just as we finish this parak together, we should be zecher to finish the entire Masechta Shabbos together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.